Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement in the community. They were happy that we were coming out to Northbrook. A lot of the sentiment was they saw something they built, and then they realized it was a lazy dog, and they're so happy that it was coming to their community.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line the guy that is leading the way at one of our very favorite places. I want to say Chicago area places, but of course, coming from California, sweeping all around the country and more places in Illinois than ever before. It is the GM of the Northbrook Lazy Dog. It's Matthew Mitroff. Matthew, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I am very lucky to be part of this organization and very lucky to be part of the Northbrook community. And Lazy Dog is happy to be out there as well.
They're lucky to have you too. Northbrook's a great place. A lot of great food fans up there, and they're going to be flocking to the Northbrook Lazy Dog. I've known Chris Sims for quite a number of years and have a background and some history out there in California, and it's exciting. When I first saw that the first Lazy Dog was going to be out here in the Chicagoland area, it was just a big happening here for us, and those places have done very, very well. So talk a little bit about that if you can. So in the Chicago area, you're here in Northbrook, but how many other locations in Chicagoland?
We are Northbrook is the fourth location. We have three other locations. Vernon Hills was the first one to come out here in Chicagoland. It did phenomenally well. And then we opened up Naperville right after that, and then Oakbrook. And now Northbrook is the latest addition.
So people kind of know what it is when people see it, the iconic, the very distinctive tower that goes up. And even in construction, people know that a Lazy Dog is coming. So Matthew, talk a little bit about the reception so far. Lots of excitement for it. I know that we previewed it a little bit and now it's here.
Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement with the community. And while talking to a lot of the community members that have been coming into our Northbrook location, a lot of the sentiment was they saw something they built and then they realized it was a Lazy Dog. And they're so happy that it was coming to their community. So that's, I think the biggest sentiment out there is they were happy that we were coming out to Northbrook. And we're getting a lot of people that have dined in Vernon Hills and that are now flocking to us because we're a lot closer to them.
Yeah, it's one of the things that people love. So the food, innovative food choices, sort of a little outside of the box thinking, some fusion elements. You guys are very innovative on the menu side. For those people that have not been to a Lazy Dog but see it, you know, lots of people see a new place in their community, they're going to want to give it a try. What can people expect, and what are some of those things that you know and maybe you love about Lazy Dog?
There's a lot, but Lazy Dog in general is handcrafted food, handcrafted American food and drinks with seasonally inspired ingredients. We have a full bar program with special cocktails and our own craft house beers. One thing that they may not know is that we do have two virtual brands. One is called Jolene's. That is mouth-watering variety of wings, sides, house-made dipping sauces. We also have our road trip bowls, which are craveable bowls inspired by venture. We are open for lunch, dinner, a late-night meal, and weekend brunch. And one interesting thing about Northbrook is we are the first location in Illinois to have a private dining room. Mm-hmm. So for those family get-togethers or business meetings, for people that just want and crave Lazy Dog but want to have that private room functionality as well.
You know, it's a destination for a lot of people. That's great to have the private dining room, you know, anniversary, birthday parties, whatever it is on the special mm-hmm. occasion side. But for a lot of people, and I know down here in the Oakbrook location, that they sort of make it a destination on a weekly basis, whether it's a club or whether it's a group gathering, they sort of make appointment dining at Lazy Dog. Have you found that yet? I know it's early in the game where people have come back maybe multiple times.
We've really been establishing our regulars, and our main focus has been connecting with the people that are coming in the restaurant. And we've had a lot of people that are making it a point to come back. You know, Lazy Dog has one amazing feature that a lot of the restaurants don't have is we allow good dogs on our patio to dine with us. You have to say good dogs. So my dogs sometimes are not the best dogs, but when there's dinner available for them, my dogs are the best dogs, just like all the other dogs are. So, you know, that's one feature that people are flocking to do because it's another location where they bring their dog and spend time with their dog as well as their families.
I love dogs. I think the first interview that I did with Chris, he's like, Dane, you know, we love dogs and we allow dogs, but it's not a dog restaurant. So let's not necessarily push the fact that it's just all about dogs. But you know what? We went there, you know, just even the last time that we were there, and I was told about, an Irish Wolfhound Club that comes there. There's maybe 10 of them, and you know they're sizable dogs. And then just all sizes and shapes, like dogs are everywhere. So for those people out there that think, hey, it's just a name, you know, you walk the walk on the dog side, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely a part of us, but really the food and the hospitality side is our bread and butter. We really like to treat people how we want to be treated when we go out to dinner. So we really try to emphasize the hospitality and really make people feel welcome and just forget about their worries and enjoy dinner with the people they're with.
On the food side, and you mentioned some of those reasons to get together and the ways that people gather at Lazy Dog. And you mentioned some of the brews that you guys make yourself. They're outstanding, but also an additional way to incorporate yourself in the community. The beers that you bring in are local as well. Talk a little bit about that as you kind of curate stuff from the community to bring in as selections on the menu.
Yeah, well, we try to partner with local breweries that are in our community because it's what people want, and sometimes the local breweries don't get the national brand awareness that they should. So we really try to find beers that make us happy when we drink them and bring them in our restaurant and showcase them. So it's locally inspired for each restaurant's community, which is very unique.
One of the things I do love about it is, innovative. The menu, it always keeps you guessing. You always got to come back. We're going to talk about some new things that are coming, new menu items that are coming in October. But one of the things is this homage to nostalgia that you guys have. And I love the TV dinners. You know, my kids are too young to remember when that was actually a thing. And so this defines the TV dinner. So you have significantly elevated their opinion of a TV dinner that maybe we had when we were kids. But talk about them. I mean, it's the kind of thing, convenience. You got all the food groups represented. They're awesome.
Our TV dinners are out of this world. It's really an amazing idea. I'm old enough to know the TV dinners, and these aren't the $5 TV dinners anymore. These things are just a little bit more, but you get a full-size portion. They're still made in-house from our scratch kitchen. They're just phenomenal, and they're a great way to eat Lazy Dog and not go out to Lazy Dog. You know, it's just another way to keep us top of mind as well as eating great food at home.
They're the kind of things that you keep in the freezer. You can go ahead and keep them. And now, what is the deal now where if you buy five, you get one free, and so you can sort of stock up and have them ready to go?
Yeah, that's exactly the deal. It's a phenomenal deal, and we're starting to see a lot of people come into Northbrook just for TV dinners. You know, you see them in all the other locations, but as people are starting to come into our restaurant and see that we have them, you know, it's something we showcase, and once people have them, they're hooked. They got to come back, especially, you know, that pot pie during the wintertime. Oh my gosh, it is amazing.
I was going to ask you to go ahead and share couples, because in the mind, people are probably thinking, you know, it's all Salisbury steak or whatever it is. So what are a couple of selections on the TV dinner side?
You know, we have our baked pasta. We have our pot pie, which any cold day, I will eat that all day, every day. We have a turkey. We have a meatloaf. We have a little bit of everything for anybody that is craving something. And they're easy to cook, and they're full-size portions. So you'll finish your meal and say, wow, I'm stuffed. And that's the goal.
When we started the interview, you talked a little bit about how excited you are to be a part of Lazy Dog leading the way out there in Northbrook. The entire staff, you got to say, they are excited, and they welcome, you know, good dogs. Also, good kids are welcome, right? If they're good kids. And so now you've got the sugar cookie making kits. Talk about that, a little interactive way to have some fun at the table during the meal.
Yeah, good kids, bad kids, all kids are welcome. We have a phenomenal kids menu.
Let it be known.
Let it be known. I was a troubled kid when I was a younger kid, but besides the point, we have phenomenal kids meals. We have sugar cookies where kids can decorate their sugar cookies at the table or bring it home. It keeps them entertained while they're dining, and their parents want to have a nice dinner out. But it also gets back too, so it's a great community feature to just make kids feel welcome.
Make kids feel welcome. That's what you want to do. You want to make people feel welcome as well. And we want to let the listeners know we're talking with Matthew Mitroff. He is the GM out there at Northbrook, the Lazy Dog, and all those reasons we've talked about to like, to love, to kind of visit your local Lazy Dog. There's going to be more coming up with the new menu. Can you share some of the highlights?
Oh yeah, some of the highlights are, let's see, we have our street corn tots, our slow cooked poblano pork, Nana's giant meatball and baked pasta, and I gotta say, one of our fan favorites, the hibiscus margarita. It's just, margaritas aren't for just summer anymore. You know, a nice fall margarita is definitely a nice addition.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. That sounds, of course, you got to, you know, everything in moderation, sort of, right? Or get someone to help drive. So when people are going to make that drive out too, and you know people are going to try to visit it from all over the place, those closer to Northbrook would probably be sooner rather than later. Where can they go? Give the exact sort of location, how people can get there, and of course, a website, social media-wise, for people to keep up.
The actual address is 992 Willow Road. You can call and make a reservation. You go online at leadsdogrestaurants.com. Yeah, it's right there in the heart of Northbrook, and we're excited to have anybody come our way. You know, as many people go to other Lazy Dogs, we'd love to have them come to Northbrook and try us out.
All those great Lazy Dog fans are going to make their way there. Some good dogs and the kids of any disposition are certainly welcome. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of us. Matthew, thanks so much for what you're doing, for bringing even more greatness on the restaurant and food and fun side. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it. And yeah, no, if you haven't tried Lazy Dog, you are missing out. It is a favorite for a reason.